Top 5 at 5.
Two separate.
It was kind of scary because we saw a lot of police officers and ambulances.
Two separate weekend shootings in Chelsea, one dead, three hurt. A long-awaited memorial to the 26 victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre opens. Democrats will control the U.S. Senate. Party control of the U.S. House of Representatives hangs in the balance. A former football player at large suspected in a shooting at the University of Virginia. Tragedy at a Dallas air show. Two vintage military planes collide, killing six. A 42-year-old man from Queens with a prior gun charge was killed. Three other people were injured in two separate shootings in Chelsea Saturday night into early Sunday. Police say the man killed had a prior gun charge two blocks from Saturday's shooting. A man and a woman also hurt, taken to a hospital in stable condition as shots rang out after 10 p.m. Mark Barres, an employee at a nearby venue, spoke to ABC 7.
We saw a lot of police officers and ambulances. So we didn't know actually what happened, but we knew that something bad happened.
Police say the first shooting happened on 25th Street between 10th and 11th Avenues. About 3:30 a.m. Sunday morning, more gunfire erupted in Chelsea. Police responded to a shooting just blocks away on West 23rd Street to find a 32-year-old man shot in his chest. He was taken to Bellevue. No arrests or motive behind either shooting. A long-awaited memorial to victims of the Sandy Hook massacre opened to the public on Sunday, drawing a steady stream of visitors. No ceremony marked the opening, in keeping with Newtown's tradition of marking anniversaries and other remembrances of the shooting with quiet reflection. Jenny Hubbard, mother of victim Catherine Hubbard, spoke to Sky News.
When you have a tragedy like Sandy Hook or any other tragedy that rocks any community, it's nice to have a place that marks that moment.
The memorial is a man-made water feature with the names of the 26 people killed engraved in the top of a stone wall supporting the pool. A cobblestone walkway surrounds the memorial. The Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, December 14th, 2012. 20-year-old Adam Lanza shot and killed 26 people, 20 children, and six adults after killing his mother and then turning the weapon on himself as EMS arrived at Sandy Hook Elementary. Democrats have won control of the U.S. Senate. They did so on Saturday. Incumbent Nevada U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto narrowly defeating her challenger, Republican Adam Laxalt, by a little more than 6,000 votes.
We've known this was going to be a tough campaign, but like all of you, I'm a Nevadan, and I know what it takes to deliver for my home state. So when the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
Right now, the split in the 100-member Senate is 50 Democrats to 49 Republicans, with Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris, of course, casting any potential tie vote. In Georgia, Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock faces GOP challenger Herschel Walker in a December 6th runoff. The fate of the House is still uncertain. The split this morning, 212 to 204, with several states still in play. Alaska's Senate race has advanced to ranked choice voting, though the seat will stay in Republican hands. Police at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville are searching for the suspect in an on-campus shooting Sunday night. University police say they are looking for Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. He's a former UVA football player in connection with that shooting. The shooting was initially reported about 10:30 p.m. Sunday when shots were fired in Culbreth Garage. Shortly afterwards, a campus-wide alert was issued announcing the suspect was at large and telling all people at UVA to shelter in place. What you're hearing there, horror at a Dallas air show over the weekend. Six people were killed when two historic military planes suddenly collided. A national transportation official said Sunday that key to this investigation is why the aircraft were sharing the same airspace just before that fatal impact. Several videos that were posted to social media showed a World War II era bomber flying into a fighter plane erupting into a ball of fire. Michael Graham, a member of the NTSB Safety Board, spoke during a news conference.
The expertise of our investigators and the witnesses, marks of the wreckage and things like that provides us a lot of information. But there are times that we cannot determine the probable cause to an accident.
The crash came 3 years after the crash of a bomber in Connecticut that killed 7 people. It spurred ongoing concern about the safety of air shows involving older warplanes. The company that owned the planes flying in the wings over Dallas Air Show this past weekend had other crashes in its more than 60-year history. Dallas Fire Rescue said there were no reports of injuries on the ground at the Dallas Air Show.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.